Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, Spanners here. It's an admin note, really. The TLDR, or TLDL, of this is that we're just going to have a little pause for summer, trying to get everyone together to schedule stuff, and it's just everyone's on holiday 1 week, and I've got demands from the family because they're all at home as well. So we're just going to park it until September, and we're going to come back with a rotating crew as normal. We're really hoping to get Dory more involved because he really is an up-and-comer, I think, in the world of video and iRacing. So I'm putting a little gentle pressure on him, going, come on, Dory, you know, get more involved in Mist Apex. Also, a lot of time for Stuffy as well. But he's busy with other things too, so whenever we can get hold of Stuffy, we'll do that as well. Brad is doing more real racing at the moment too, so again, just a little bit hard to get hold of, and I think that will fade as we go towards autumn and we can come back with kind of renewed gusto, because I am absolutely loving doing the iRacing podcast. I'm loving putting some content out there that is related to my favorite hobby, because we're doing lots of iRacing as a community with our swarms. We're doing a lot of iRacing with our own championship, which, by the way, concludes this Friday. No, it doesn't. Next Friday, the 6th of August, is the final round of this current season. And I do think we've found a unique space in the podcast world with the iRacing podcast, because we're not commenting on a series. We are actively talking about it as a hobby from a hobbyist point of view. So I think there is a place for this podcast. It's definitely a labour of love. I can't see it making any significant money. There are ads, obviously, on the YouTube and on the audio version, but I think there's a kind of current hard limit to the audience, because we've limited ourselves to iRacing, because that's the only one we do. I suppose we could have made it a general sim racing podcast, and there are good sims out there, I know. There is something about the iRacing league system and the series system and the iRating system and its place within the sim racing community that makes me believe that that's the wagon I want to hitch all the Mist Apex stuff to at the moment. I don't know. You could tell me Assetto Corsa or whatever have got better graphics or better this, that and the other. I get that. It's the way that iRacing has made me feel like I'm in a real competition, in a real career. I've got my iRacing career there that has allowed us to kind of focus our Mist Apex efforts on that. So I definitely think this podcast does have a place in my freelance schedule, in our time. I'd love to find it a regular spot. I think we enjoyed doing it on a kind of late Friday afternoon. But doing it in the afternoons puts pressure on, you know, people. There's people working from home, but obviously a lot of people can't do it until the evening. If I schedule it for the evening, yet another evening in the shed, I might get a short, sharp, swift kick in the nads. Another evening in your shed? You love your shed more than your family. No? Who told you that? Anyway, yeah, I think after the summer, we'll settle in and we'll see what format really works for this. We'll try and put a bit more effort into the live stream, so there's a live stream element with a live chat room as well. And maybe I'm wrong about being limited on numbers. Maybe there is an untapped potential we could do. I would love to see the show, you know, with a few thousand listeners on it. I think would just make it worthwhile. And once you reach kind of a critical mass with audience, it kind of shares itself a little bit. So at the moment we're getting, you know, just under 1,000 across the video and the downloads, which is fine. I mean, with a lot of these podcasts, you'd say, oh, well, I would definitely do it if there was only 10 people listening. And whilst that's kind of true with some projects, with the Mist Apex stuff, we want it to be successful. We want it to grow and build our brand. I do really believe that sim racing has a big future ahead. And when people more and more start to recognise it as a genuine sport. So we call it sim racing, because that's the name for it. It's a simulation of racing, but it is also just racing. And it is a sport, and there is a competitive element. It has rules that are different to the physical world. That's true. It has a risk-reward management that's different to the physical world. But I truly believe that it is a sport. It's a sport and a competition in its own right. So from my point of view, I feel that competition, that competitive element, as much as I have done with karting or even five-a-side football. It gives me exactly the same buzz. I'm genuinely passionate about it. I understand from the outside, a lot of people are like, what, video games? So you're playing video games against someone. And I get it. I get from the outside why it would seem like that. But anyway, so this is just a quick note that we will be back, just taking a quick summer break. And that does happen. Sorry about that. Anyway, that's good. Keep iRacing. Keep getting faster. Come and join us in the swarm. Email me, spanners@mistapex.net. Or you can do feedback@mistapex.net. That comes through to me and Matt as well. Trying to think if there's anything else I need to do before wishing you a happy holiday. Yeah, just come swarm with us. Come race with us. All the racy stuff will keep continuing. Oh, and I'm going to be streaming as well. I've just made... do you know what? Oh, here we go. I wanted to stream me doing some races, you know, like streamers do. A couple of reasons why that hasn't quite got rolling yet. A, I feel like I should be a certain standard before streaming and saying, well, bother watching my stream. And I'm edging towards, I know, I'm not saying I've got to be brilliant, I'm not saying I've got to be up there, but I would like to be competing, say, regularly in the top split, if not the top two splits of, say, F3, for example. Recently, I've got the I rating recently that put me in the top split of F3, but I'm just nowhere in those splits. I'm just rolling around the back and being the last person that doesn't have a crash and go, okay, that's fine. So instead of farming, because I was kind of farming the I rating there a little bit, I was being very protective of the I rating. I've stopped doing that, started throwing myself into other races and naturally let my I rating settle back down. And I'm now kind of at that split two, maybe split one on a quiet Tuesday afternoon type bit. And I think that's fair. I'm working on my fundamentals, trying to get some genuine pace, really digging into the data to see where it is I'm going wrong. So I don't have to be like the best or anything, but I want to be competing at a decentish level before I start like streaming properly. And the other thing was just the technicals. So when you look at a lot of people's streams with the iRacing, because the images are going so fast, just some of them just look bad. They just look terrible, the live streams. And YouTube has certain restrictions and protocols, and a lot of people find themselves kind of limited to like 5,000-6,000 bitrate, which for a still image, it's fine. It's what we do for our Mist Apex streams. But for anything fast, it just doesn't handle it. And I think I've made a breakthrough, though. I think I've made a breakthrough playing with encoder settings. And I didn't want to just do a duff stream that was like, oh, it's blurry, but pixely, but whatever. So I think I've figured out how I can do it and do it so that it looks half decent. So that'd be fun. A Spanners iRacing stream. I'll push that more in the week. I'm going to take the summer to try and make it like good. And then like all gaming streamers can celebrate when 10 people tune into the stream. Basically, no one watches gaming streams. But yeah, as a part of a broad Mist Apex sim racing kind of thing, me sitting there streaming when we do our swarms just seems to make sense. So I'll do exactly what we're doing with the swarm guys. It's just I'll have my own stream going. All right, cool. Subscribe to Mr. Apex Motorsport on YouTube, and then you will get our live coverage of Mist Apex Round 6 exciting season finale. See you later, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.